Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, and welcome back to another edition of the weekday podcast. We're so thrilled you're here today. Over the last three Sundays, Pastor Chuck and I have been tag-teaming the series that we've just called Your Best Year. It's the idea that it's not just about us to live our best year, but God wants us to live our best year. He really does. He created us on purpose, and he created us for a purpose. And so he's got a vested interest in seeing us discover and live out his best. And one of the best ways I know how to do that is to take the wisdom that's found in Scripture and apply it to the details of our lives. And so we've been hanging out in the book of Proverbs, and we've absolutely loved it. It stretched us personally, and I hope it has you as well. Well, today on the podcast, I want to think about this idea of God's will. A lot of people wrestle with it. They want to know, what is God's will for my life? And they want somebody to answer it for them. And then sometimes they take it a step further. They say, I want to know not just God's will, but I want to know his perfect will for my life. And then some people take it even a step further and they say, I don't want to just know God's will, and I don't want to just know God's perfect will, but I want to be in the dead center of it. And honestly, that thinking for a lot of us cripples us because we're afraid of messing up. Well, how do you know what God's will is? If you could sit down with him, what would you ask him? Well, on Sunday, we talked about four verses that I think give us a great framework and four principles that I think are super helpful. But the first verse that I want you to think about today when it comes to this idea of God's will is Proverbs 16, verse 9. It says, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Or how about Proverbs 16, verse 33? We may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. How about Proverbs 19, verse 21? You can make many plans, but the Lord's purposes will prevail. And how about this last one, Proverbs 20, verse 24? The Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way? There's a lot in these verses, but it's this big reminder that God knows more than we know. It's the idea that we can try to orchestrate all of our steps, but in the end, God gets the last word. And so I want to give you four quick principles that we talked about on Sunday. If you want to dig deeper into these, I encourage you to swing by our website, sugarhill.church, and check out the resources and watch the replay. But principle number one is to use all of your intelligence to make wise decisions. Use all of your intelligence to make wise decisions. God gave you a brain, and he wants you to use it. He gave me a brain, he wants me to use it. And so in the middle of moments when we're making decisions, oftentimes we just need to stop and ask the question, what is the wise thing for me to do? Not what is everybody else doing? Not can I get away with it? Not how close to sin can I get without stepping over the line? But in this moment, based on my history, based on my temptations, based on my weaknesses, based on my financial status, whatever those things that play into it are, to ask the question, in this moment, what is the wise thing for me to do? Principle number two is you can't know the future, so you're rarely going to have 100% certainty about most decisions. Let me say that again. Since you can't know the future, you'll rarely have 100% certainty about most decisions. Honestly, this is the thing that paralyzes most people. They don't want to take a next step, whether it's a career, a college, a spouse, a move. They don't want to take a next step unless they know 100% along the way that this is the right thing. But here's the problem with that. Noah never had that, and yet he still built the ark. Abraham didn't have 100% certainty, and yet he left and he went to the place God was showing him. Moses didn't understand it, and yet he followed God. Joshua didn't know how the walls were going to fall, but he marched around Jericho. Gideon didn't know what God was going to do to defeat the Midians. David didn't know when he was a young shepherd. Nobody in Scripture had 100% certainty of their next step, and yet they had to learn to trust. They had to learn to trust. One way to think about this is to do that next step even when you're scared to risk. Principle number three that I think is also really helpful is that God wants guidable people who will trust him with the details of his life. God wants guidable people who will trust him with the details of their life. Here's the principle that I know to be true, is that guidable people always receive guidance from God, always. Guidable people, people that are open, they're teachable. They say, God, I want to know your plan. Those are the ones that are guided. And here's the last principle, principle number four. When the time comes, make the best decision you can and leave the results with God. When the time comes, make the best decision you can and leave the results with God. In other words, your job is to make the best decision you can. God's job is to bring about whatever results there are. Your job is to do the next right thing. It is God's job to do whatever He wants to with it. That's not your part. That's not for you to stress out about. But to say, God, I'm going to do the next right thing. I'm going to do the best that I can, and I'm going to trust you with whatever those results are. And so, my friend, if you're struggling with that today, if you're trying to figure out what is God's will, would you take these principles and download them, think about them, pray them through, and say, God, would you help me to know your plan? God, would you help me to mold and shape to your plan and do the next right thing? Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. I do want to encourage you to swing by the website, sugarhill.church, and you'll find more resources around this idea. And make plans to join us this Sunday as Pastor Chuck wraps up this amazing month of January as we wrap up this idea of your best year. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.